Are there any highs and lows that we should cover, Dave?
No, I'm just gonna go through. I'm assuming you can probably access them if you need to on
follow along
the system. But basically, you know, we were looking at recovered through May in the last meeting, so we need June and July this meeting. So I went through the balance sheet, and everything looks in order. I talked to Susan a little bit today about some of the details. Just in general, you know, we've got $605,000 in cash, and we got, you know, $8,000 in payables in June. And then a bunch of other liabilities that are unadjusted because this is pre-audit, about $64,000. So bottom line is we got a pretty healthy balance sheet. I think that's probably, you know, the overview at this point. And the same thing carries through to July, where the balance sheet is still pretty strong. There's no anomalies. It's just a little bit weird because, you know, if you compare the balance sheet now to the balance sheet at the end of June of 19, you know, the prior year, you know, there's a lot of weird things going on because the one from back then was audited. The one from this one is not. There's a whole bunch of depreciation adjustments and deferred pension liability adjustments that have not yet been made on these numbers. So, but from an operational perspective, it looks pretty good from a balance sheet on the balance sheet. And then I just want to skip down to the budget part. We actually came in pretty healthy to budget. We had a surplus of about to budget of about $44,000, and the primary reason for that is that you know, you would think that with all the, you know, the lockdown and the no flying and all that stuff, that, you know, we would have had a, you know, a horrible year, you know, it would end up with a whole bunch of problems. But what happened was that one of the things that kind of saved us was the little anomaly from the state of New Hampshire, where they just sent us a bunch of the registration fees that were, you know, with $37,000 that we budgeted $5,000 because, nobody can still tell us why the $37,000 came in, but we're not sending it back. Predictably, because of the shutdowns, you know, fuel flowage fees were down significantly from budget. We're down about $14,000. Parking permits were down. Tie downs were down a little bit, you know, about $5,000. Snow removal income was down because I guess we didn't snow enough. And we had a little bit of a bump in the land lease income because actually Southern New Hampshire University started paying a little bit early. But we're going to adjust the budget going forward so that we don't have that anomaly we're not talking about that the rest of the year. So Susan's going to just adjust the spread of the budget of the income, not the total for the year, but just the monthly spread, so that doesn't keep popping up in our discussions. So bottom line, we had about a 9,000, with the shortfalls plus the registration fees, we had a positive 9,000 revenue. And we just didn't spend a lot of money towards the end of the year. The fuel, the diesel fuel, we didn't spend a lot. That's kind of reflective of the snow removal. Obviously, our marketing still didn't get done. So that was an $8,000 positive variance. So with everything added up, we had about another $33,000 of positive variances on the expense side of things. So we had about a $46,000 surplus, actual surplus year to date, operationally, which is about $44,000 different than budget. So, anyway, that's kind of how that all played out.
Hey Dave. Any just, you know, we've been in this thing now for what, 5-6 months, and.
Yep.
Who knows how much longer, you know, this sort of steady state of whatever this is going to continue. It sounds like a pretty good recap, but are there any sort of trends or look around the corner things that we should just be thinking about or looking about in terms of any cost containment or trying to ride out a little bit of a longer storm than maybe everybody thought initially here?
Well, a couple of ideas. If you're talking about, basically, you're talking about July and forward.
Right.
So what we, you know, what I'm thinking is that number one, we have a surplus that, you know, that we can use some of that if we need to offset some of the, if there are any shortfalls. But one of the things that I am picking up, just, you know, unofficially, is that the fuel flows, I mean,
I'll talk about that when I do my report too.
Are picking up quite a bit. I know that Southern New Hampshire University has started flying, you know, their students again. So that's picking up. So it's just, so as far as, you know, meltdowns and, you know, in the next, you know, July, August, September, I'm not really seeing it. I mean, keep in mind, we got $4,600 a month now from Southern New Hampshire University. So, you know, it just, I don't see anything that's going to jump off the page at us, I guess is the answer.
Have we realized any federal monies or any of those care, Pat, whatever those federal dollars were that came down through several months ago that realized in the spreadsheet?
Speak to that, but the answer is, yeah, we had last week, it was a 39,000 or something.
Yeah, so that's all calculated in there, okay.
Not in here yet, because we didn't get it, correct? So, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that in my report, but I'll talk about it now, seeing that Joe's asked. On 8/11 of 2020, the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics began processing final payment number one for SPG 12/21/2020. Boorfield receiving $69,000 via the CARES Act grant. That's one thing that we're looking at. What was the, I'm drawing a blank here on the 30 something. I guess that's it.
Made that up.
I'm sorry?
I could have made that up.
Okay. So that's on its way, actually.
Okay. So that's an August thing. Well, that's gonna, you know, that's gonna really help our budget.
Yeah.
For this year. So in the event we do have any shortfalls. But my understanding, Chris, is that some of that money here, we're going to look at equipment.
We need to replace some trucks, at least a truck. Yeah. We need to put a bed on one of the other trucks.
Yeah. So anyway, so that looks like it's a, you know, September, October meeting kind of discussion item when we know more.
Right.
So, but the answer, I guess that's the long answer to Joe's question. I think we're going to be okay in the short term that we know about. We don't know about any other bugaboos coming around the corner.
Okay. Thanks.
So on to July, again, the balance sheet. It's still in good shape in July. We're up a little bit for payables, but I talked to Susan about that today. Well, that's just a timing issue with a couple of expenses that are a little bit higher than not expenses, but just the cash flow happens this time of year with a couple of items that doesn't happen other times. So, but everything's, you know, the payables are current, receivables are current. I think we wrote off some stuff with the receivable side of things, so, but we're still looking at that, and that'll be cleaned up more when the audit comes in, which my understanding is sometime late September or October. So on a July, again, the land lease income, again, there's a little timing thing there. It's about a $4,000 shortfall, but I think that was the Southern New Hampshire University where it was high one month and low the next, but we're gonna spread that. Everything else, you know, we're only looking at one month here, so there's a lot of little stuff that's going on that, you know, the variances to budget, mostly good, mostly on the positive side. You know, there's two little 200s and 700s and 1900s and a whole bunch of expenses here that we just didn't, some of them it could be a, you know, because of the five week, 4 week situation. But anyway, this is really too early to get all that worked up about variances to budget at this point, with only 1 month behind us. So, you know, with that, I'll just throw it out there for a motion to accept the financials.
Yeah, I'd make that motion, David. I really appreciate, you know, the detailed report for everyone for the record. So I put forth a motion to accept the financials as presented.
And I will second the motion. David, one question I have. Going forward, are we still going to kind of lowball the registration fee return from the state?
Well, that's all we know.
Okay.
I don't really call it lowballing. I think it's more just, you know, it's conservative. We, you know, if they decide to give us a little more money, then hey, you know, we'll take it. But at this point, you know, we have to go with what we know.
Okay.
And so, what happens?
Okay, fair enough. Any more discussion for the June and July 2020 financial statements? Okay. Oh. I'm sorry, did I miss something?
That was me, okay.
Okay, so all those in favor of approving the June and July 2020 financial statements subject to audit, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. That brings us to communications. I don't see anything on tonight's agenda for communications. Reports, so first report up is the tower report, and let me dig that out. Bear with me here. Huh. Here we go. So let's see. June 2020. Yep, June 2020 is 6,565, you know, operations. We're up 24% or 1,500 from the previous month, and it looks like we're down 9% year to year. You know, July, 6,825, up 260, you know, from the, you know, previous month. But, you know, down 1,784, 21% versus July 2019. So
that's, you know, that's year to date, right, Farrell?
Yeah.
So we're down. So cumulatively for the year. No. The month of July was down. Where are we for the year? 6,800 versus 8,600.
Yeah.
Cumulatively.
Well, that's that's compared to July 2019.
Right,
we don't have the year to date.
Yeah, we don't have a cumulative number.
Yeah, that's just year month over month, year over year.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Let's see what that would be, but okay.
And let's see, not going to break those out to in the jet versus propeller.
Nope.
Here. And that brings us to manager's report.
Okay, manager's report. Recent events, none. Unfortunately, with the whole COVID thing, a lot of our events were canceled this year, including an upcoming event, the Wheels and Wings event. It has officially been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic that was canceled by the city of Nashua. Other items of interest. In July, Mark Perlman from Perlman Realty has listed 102 Perimeter Road for sale. If anybody has any questions, contact Perlman Realty at 603-880-6555. That was the Blanton Heath building, which that had Dave's name on it.
Yep, not anymore.
To a new location.
Yep, that wouldn't be my decision.
On 8/6 of this month, I had a telecon with Carol Nuola Senior Planner, New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics, and Matt Caron, Director Matt Caron from Gale Engineering. And we discussed our pavement maintenance project. And unfortunately, on July 28th, U.S. DOT Secretary Chow issued grant offers, but our but New Hampshire did not receive any. So we received no discretionary funds into the state. The next tranche of grant offers is expected late in this month of August. So our project seems to be in a holding pattern awaiting federal funding. We were hopeful that we were going to get in on this first round, but now we're having to be hopeful for the second round. Not exactly sure why the state is not receiving any of this grant money yet, seeing that the state didn't receive any last year either. So we continue to pursue the matter with New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. Matt Caron's been a lot of help in reaching out to Carol for us. And, hopefully we'll get some good news in the next couple of weeks. But it, at this point, it is beyond our control. We're just waiting on Secretary Chow to issue the grants. On 8/11 of this month, New Hampshire, I already discussed this earlier, but Warfield will be receiving $69,000 via the CARES Act grant. This is to help offset normal operating costs for the airport. So we had submitted payroll and electric utility bills, and that's how we covered the grant. So that money should be coming our way shortly. Also on the 11th of this month, I had a meeting with Weston Solutions. They're an engineering firm, that was hired, contracted by the EPA. They're doing a PFAS contaminant investigation at the Nashua Airport. And we've talked about this in the past. So they came around a couple of weeks ago, or last week actually, and we toured the whole airport, basically did a recon mission. And they were looking for potential sites to bore wells to get test samples. And we also entered numerous hangars that had point wells in them or artesian wells. And they're going to be taking samples from those to minimize the drilling around the airport. Other than that, the only other thing I have to talk about is we still have two T hangars for sale on the airport that we're aware of. And if anybody wants any further information on that, contact me. I'll give you the details and the contact information. One of the three that we had available previously has just sold. So, and that was in building 109.
There's also a unit for rent in 109. Apparently the first tenant had a problem paying the bill and has been booted out.
I believe there's already a tenant lined up to rent that hangar.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out this week. Anybody have any questions?
Nope. Awesome.
Okay, so the next item up is airport engineer report.
Hey, Carol, can you guys hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Good to see you guys. It's been a while. Chris pretty much summed up what I have for this evening for the project, for the phase two pavement maintenance project. We've been tracking pretty closely, trying to see when the airport may receive the funding for this project. But unfortunately, as Chris mentioned, the airport and New Hampshire, for that matter, were not wrapped up in the latest announcement of grant awards. You can see per our update this evening, we had really anticipated that we'd be getting this work started earlier this month. The funding holdup has really put us in a bind at this point in time, and just contingent upon FAA issuing a grant award before we can start discussing a schedule with the airport authority and airport manager to get this work done. So don't know, Chris, if there's anything else I'm missing on this, but I mean, I know that the two of us have been really, you know, pushing and seeing what we can get for information from people.
I guess the only thing I'd touch upon, Matt, is, and I meant to in my report, I apologize, is the reason we had you guys sign or vote for the certificate of vote this evening to give Farrell the authorization is if we get this grant money, one of the discussions we had with Ms. Nuola from Bureau of Aeronautics is we'd like to fast track this to see if we can get some of this project started, at least one of the phases before the snow falls. So in order to fast track that, we wanted to have all of our ducks in a row so that when the state prepares the grant offer, we can have this signed and back to them pretty much in the same day, rather than have to wait a month to go through a meeting process.
And Chris, just to, if you don't mind, if I can cut you off real quickly too, one of the other things that we learned is because there's CARES Act monies associated with this, it does not need to go through the governor and council process. It does need to be signed by the governor's office, but it doesn't need that five week window period in order for it to get approved. So it's a good decision that everyone made tonight, getting, you know, the authorization to move forward at ASAP. And as soon as we get word, we're certainly going to circle back with everyone and see if we can get a schedule put together to get this started for the airport.
Okay. So is that, I'm having a hard time understanding the CARES money versus the normal funding for the $3.6 million. So are they one and the same, or what am I missing?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that, but normally there's, you know, your AIP project, so your airport improvement program. Yep. 90% comes from the feds, 5% from the state, 5% from the airport.
Yep.
So the CARES Act actually included money to fund the local and state share of all of these projects across the board at 100%.
Okay, so whatever does happen is automatically covered, and that's why you don't have to go through the governor council process.
The governor, yeah, because the governor, as I understand it, previously went through a lawsuit within the state, and he's authorized to sign off on these CARES Act funds.
Yes.
So that bypasses the governor and council process.
And that's because it's CARES Act. If it were the normal AIP stuff, the executive council would still have to be involved.
That is correct. That is my understanding, yes.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, take a message.
Was there anything else, Matt?
Nope, that's going to be it for me tonight, unless anyone has any other questions. But like I said, we are, you know, closely monitoring this thing, and we'll be in touch with you guys immediately the second we catch wind that there may be funding, you know, forthcoming.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any other questions for Matt? Okay, moving on then. Committees. We have no committees outstanding this month. Old business, I don't see anything on the agenda for that. New business, we've already moved to, authorize me to sign on behalf of the airport, you know, if we do get the grant money. So let's see, that brings us to upcoming events, you know, of which we have none, unfortunately, because of the virus. And that brings us to public input as we come to the close of the meeting. Do we have any takers for public input? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay. Director's comments, and let's see. Brian, are you still on?
I'm on, and I'm all set.
Okay. David?
I guess my only comment is I mentioned in one of my emails, I mentioned that the mayor's office reached out and asked me if, told me my term was at the end of this month and asked me if I was going to keep serving, and I put a little straw poll out to you guys, and I didn't get any darts or anything thrown at me. So I guess you're going to be stuck with me for another term.
I'm good.
I think that's a good thing, David. You've been doing a great job with the, with the accounting. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. You're going to have me to kick around some more.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, it's been you guys have been. But I told the mayor, I said, you know, you guys are a great group to work with, and it's just been a real treat to work with a very productive group, a very, educated and intelligent group, to just get everything done. And you know, the public input's been good, and it's just been a great place to hang out. So.
So you laid it on thick.
I'm not sure that you were in that mix, but I'm just kidding, Brian. I'm just kidding, Brian. You're a great addition to the board this year, and really appreciate you being here. And you know, Jessica was another one that we added, which and just the fact that we're able to attract that caliber of person to this group, I think, is really speaks a lot. So. Okay. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, thank you. Joe?
Nope, nothing else. Just everybody continue to be safe, and hopefully we'll get back to some semblance of normalcy here soon, some point. So take care, everybody.
Whatever normal is.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't have too much else to add. I just wish everybody good health going forward. And, stay safe, and I guess we'll be back next month.
We'll add, it doesn't need to be in the minutes, but you'll all probably appreciate that my daughter, my son, and my daughter's boyfriend are all likely to take their introductory to flying 1 hour session next week.
Nice.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Brian. We bought them gift certificates with Lisa worked with, was it Kevin? I can never think of the poor guy's name over there, direct. When they were in TV together. So we've bought them gift certificates, and they'll all get up in the air. Should be next week.
Excellent.
Let us know what day that is, because I'll keep the plane in the hangar.
Chris and I got to, witness a big gang of people from Brookline, who were celebrating one gentleman's first solo. He's 65 years old, Chris.
Yes.
Nice. Yep.
You mean it can be done?
Yeah.
Brian, it's not too late.
Well, I have soloed already, so it wouldn't be my first, but it would be many decades later, I'll tell you that.
After 10 years, your solo expires anyway, so.
So anyway, yes, Brian, it can be done. Is Wes still on or did he drop off?
Yes, he is.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, excellent. Janice Kaywood says hi.
Okay.
She was amongst the gang from Brookline today.
Who soloed?
What was the Chris? What was the fellow's name? I'm not familiar.
I'm dropping the last name. I apologize. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Okay.
The good news is it's not an NTSB report, so that's good.
There you go. We've had a couple of those.
So.
Hey.
So anyhow, I'll take a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I can do that.
I'll second it. Turn it. Fourth it.
Okay. Any discussion before we adjourn?
Nope.
Very good. Well, thank you, folks, for attending the meeting, and we'll be back next month.
Yep.
Take care, everybody.